It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Okay, so how's everybody's nerves about this election? You know, I'm, let's say, on a scale of 10 being can't think of anything else and may need some additional medication, I'm like at a 7. I'm at a 7. So that's all right. I can handle a 7.
Very few times in my life I will ever agree with Rosie O'Donnell, but I'm at a 7 right now. Leading into this election day, I want to be optimistic, but I'm nervous to be too optimistic. We have Ashley Hayek on the phone with us right now. She is with America First Works Executive Director and, of course, a political strategist. Ashley, welcome back.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Where are you on that scale of 10 being I need medication?
Well, I don't care if we're 20 points up. We should always run like we're 30 points behind.
Yes.
Because that's the only strategy to win. And despite the fact that I feel like there's so much momentum on the side of the America First movement and President Donald Trump, we have got to make sure that we are turning out every single vote. The election in 2020 came down to about 75,000 votes in four states. And even though conservatives are performing much, much, much better than in 2020. We just cannot take anything for granted.
We can't. We can't. We have evidence of, fortunately, I think it's been corrected, but people being able to vote multiple times. The RNC pointed that one out, and I think that was in Pennsylvania, and they supposedly corrected that. Was that Pennsylvania or Michigan? I can't remember.
Michigan.
And then, of course, in Kentucky yesterday, that video that went viral of somebody pressing the button for Donald Trump on the electronic voting machine, and instead it voted for Kamala Harris. I mean, we have to be nervous when we see things like that.
Well, and we have to also remember that there's going to be a lot of people posting a lot of things on the internet. Some of it is going to be true. I have to say, first of all, what a difference response in 2024 compared to 2020 when it came down to fraud. There was a lot that was happening in 2020, and it felt like no one was responding to it. Whereas now we saw a swift response when people were being refused in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. The RNC jumped into action, filed a lawsuit, and now Bucks County, Pennsylvania residents can vote up until 5 p.m. today. They extended the deadline, which is great for us. So it's things like that that we're seeing a very quick response time to by the RNC, Michael Whatley and Laura Trump, that we didn't have before. But again, we have to make sure there's a reason the president said make it too big to rig. We need to make sure that every single one of our voters turns out to make sure that any fraudulent vote doesn't count because there's just too many of us and there are of them.
Yeah. I thought it was also encouraging as a Supreme Court judge also said Virginia can continue with its, you know, plan to remove the non-citizens, people who identified as non-citizens. And then you had the Justice Department coming in there and saying, no, you can't do that. You have to put them back on the voter rolls.
Well, and I think even from a communications and campaign strategy, that's a huge win for conservatives as well. You know, this election, we've talked about this for a while, it's about fairness. It's about equal opportunity. And it is not fair for people who are not citizens to be able to vote in our elections. And the fact that our own Department of Justice, they have literally showed their cards. They've called parents domestic terrorists. They have basically championed unfair values. And I think that helps us not just from making sure illegals or non-citizens are voting in our election, but it helps from the point of it justifies every single thing that Donald Trump has been saying for the past 8 years.
Yeah, well, I mean, here we are 3 days out now. I mean, technically voting days, Friday, Monday. I guess a few people will be able to vote Saturday. So Friday, Saturday, Monday, and then, of course, it's the big day on Tuesday. What is your best guess, Ashley, unless this is the landslide that RFK suggested he feels is coming yesterday? I'm with you. You can't get too confident on that. When do you think we'll know the results of this presidential election?
I think we've got to know by Wednesday afternoon, and I feel pretty confident we will, given the numbers that we're seeing in turnout. The other thing we've noticed, just hands down, is the lack of enthusiasm. She has not been able to pull Democrats out, and there's so much divisiveness amongst their own party. People are just not showing up for her. So I think that it should be a decisive victory if we do our part and we all turn out to vote.
Yeah. Tell someone about America First Works. What are you guys doing over there?
So we've actually just passed 5 million door knocks in the 8 battleground states. We threw in Ohio there because of Bernie Moreno's race, even though President Trump will win that handedly. But we've done over 5 million door knocks, 20 million text messages encouraging people to vote. We've done over 250,000 phone calls, over 200,000 handwritten postcards from women to other women in the battleground states, just telling them how important this election is. The door knocking has been absolutely phenomenal. We've received over 670,000 surveys from the American people telling us that they care about, number one, the economy, number two, the border, and three, education. And that's why they're voting America First.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, I think it's encouraging. I know there are some states that register who's voting and some who don't. Like in Missouri, they know there have been hundreds of thousands of early votes. We just can't tell you if those are Republican or Democrat votes. Some states you can already tell that the Republican turnout is much better, right?
That's exactly right. Michigan is another state that doesn't report party. Georgia, same as Wisconsin. But what we do at America First Works is we'll use consumer data, we'll use surveys to basically identify trends. And based on trends, you know, we're doing phenomenally well in Georgia, which is why Kamala Harris has moved a lot of her ground team out and put them in Wisconsin instead. But in states like Arizona and Nevada, where they do report party affiliation, it is absolutely phenomenal seeing the numbers of turnout that we've had for conservatives.
Yeah, I've watched it. You know, I'm encouraged by it in Missouri specifically. And I don't know if you've looked at what's going on here. We've got this Amendment 3 on the ballot that is the pro-abortion amendment, for lack of a better term. But it goes so much further than that. It like redefines reproductive health. We see that wording and nobody knows quite what it means. But in other states, it strips parents of consent on transgender surgeries. And I mean, it's far reaching in terms of what it does. And it changes the definition of medical professionals. I mean, it just goes so far. They're trying to put this in the Constitution. And millions of dollars are flooding in here from out of state that we have no control over. They're running all these glossy ads trying to get people to make abortion upon demand a thing in Missouri again. And a lot of local races might be impacted by that turnout.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, here's the deal. The left uses issues like abortion to try and drive out their base because there's such low enthusiasm for their candidates. They knew there would be with Joe Biden. There certainly is with Kamala Harris. However, at the end of the day, if you're a candidate running for office, you have to remember to say, like, that's just not what people are going to decide this election on. I just watched a focus group where the women on there said, yeah, I am, you know, pro-choice. However, I can't feed my kids. I couldn't buy school supplies. You know, we are not in a time where there's a luxury to have all these social issues discussed. And women are really turned off by it. Same with the rhetoric of threat to democracy. When clearly this administration has gone after, you know, school board parents, churches, pro-life dads, etc. This is a tactic by the left. They want control over your children. They want control over your life. It's a sick mentality and philosophy. We will come out on the right side of history, and we just have to remember that this is a movement for the American people, and we should have real conversations in the state legislatures about how do we create solutions, how do we create policies that help both the mother and the baby.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Ashley Hayek, thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, take care of yourself. Appreciate that. The real conversation we need to have in the Missouri legislature is initiative petition reform. But I digress, because they blew that last year. We could have, if not avoided this whole mess, made it a much steeper climb, realistically, to have 50% plus one in at least five of the eight congressional districts before you could pass something like that to alter the Missouri Constitution. That makes sure you've truly got support across the state and not just in Springfield and Kansas City and St. Louis.
I think
we didn't do that.
Going into next week on Tuesday, we talk about, are you at a 10 when it comes to just feelings about this election and the outcome? I think that Amendment 3 is what I might be the most nervous about. I'm nervous that people are not going to see through the deception in the wording of the amendment, and they're going to vote yes, because I mean, there are conservatives, people who call themselves conservatives, Mark, who have reached out to me, who have heard me talk about this issue on the show, and they say, oh, well, I wouldn't get an abortion, but I think everybody else should be able to make that decision for themselves. Guys, I'm so tired of hearing that. It's not okay. It's not. No. If you're going to protect life, we need to protect life from conception, because how else can you define it? Fetal viability is so vague. It's subjective. When is fetal viability? You cannot objectively define that.
God knows the answer.
Get more at 971talk.com. It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.